Sports offers a participant's exercise and an avenue to financial wealth, at least with a very few return pro. Sports offers the observer a rooting interest and some excitement. Now, what if I told you there were sporting events that turned sports into an inspirational experience for everybody? Now, that's going on this weekend at the Special Olympics New Jersey Summer Games and later on in June at the Special Olympics 2014 USA Games, which is coming to New Jersey at various locations. Here to talk about these events and their stellar athletes from Special Olympics New Jersey is your Senior Director of Competition, Jeff Baldino. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good to have you here. Always good to talk about this cause. And man, between these two events, the Summer Games still going on this weekend at the College of New Jersey in Ewing, and you still have time if you go to teamnj.sonj.org. You can find out the time and the schedule and everything for what's happening today. But then June 14th to the 21st when the 2014 USA Games come in. As far as the cause that is Special Olympics, here in New Jersey, you guys really have a great opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. And this weekend with the chance to get close to 10,000 people onto the campus of TCNJ with the beautiful weather has allowed our 2,500 athletes that are competing this weekend at the Special Olympics New Jersey Summer Games, the opportunity to have a large audience and a large opportunity for their skills and their athletic talents to be on display. And then in a couple weeks, New Jersey will be sending the largest delegation to the 2014 USA Games, a delegation close to 375 athletes, coaches, and unified partners representing all 16 sports, both traditional and unified. So we're very excited about, very busy time, but
yeah.
Very excited about the opportunities that that have been presented to us over the last couple of weeks.
Now, not to be limiting, but the full understanding that every child is an individual, but give us a fingerprint profile of who is the Special Olympic athlete.
Our athletes, we've run a young athletes program that touches athletes from 2.5 to 7, and our athletes start in competition at the age of 8. So we're talking, you can say, 8 to 80 on a competition side, and then offerings of skills and motor skills in the young athlete program. So we go all the way down from 2.5 all the way up to 80 years old, and there's no time limit, there's no age limit. Our athletes are with us training and competing for a lifetime. But our athletes come from all different programs, individual programs, school programs, local YMCAs, an ARC program. We try and touch, we have 24,000 athletes in the state of New Jersey from High Point all the way down to Cape May. So we try and touch as many athletes with intellectual disabilities that we can catch. And with the USA Games coming, we're looking for an opportunity, a large awareness opportunity to hopefully catch some more athletes that are in the state but don't yet participate with us. So with the exposure that a National Games brings to a state, we're looking to capitalize on that opportunity as well.
You mentioned the various sports, too, and just a few include aquatics, gymnastics, powerlifting, softball, tennis, track and field. You know, I like to think of myself as being fairly athletic, but, powerlifting is beyond even, my abilities. And this just demonstrates how too many of us look at a person superficially and think limitations when these Special Olympic athletes know no boundaries.
Absolutely. And to utilize sports and to see what our athletes are capable of athletically, it's pretty incredible, and you use powerlifting as an example, and we have some athletes of the 25 powerlifters that we had competing yesterday over at Kendall Hall. We have some that are putting up 400 pounds, that are squatting 400. It's pretty incredible, and it really opens eyes if you've never been around our athletes to see what they can do athletically. And what the vehicle of sport allows them to do on a bunch of different levels as they make their imprint in the community and throughout the state.
Next time I have to move my air conditioner, can I call one of those guys?
Nah, we got a couple we can send your way.
And when you think of, too, gymnastics, the grace and the beauty, and just to understand and appreciate the emotional joy that the gymnastic Special Olympic athletes are feeling as they're doing what they're doing, and how that joy is transmitted to the audience.
Absolutely, and our athletes, we run seasonally. Some of our athletes compete in all four seasons of the year, and some Some focus on a specific sport, but they've been training. For example, those gymnasts have been training for a minimum of 8 weeks, and a sport like gymnastics with the technical aspects, we have programs that will start in October that will start practicing in advance of regional competition in May, and then the summer games this weekend that they're spending time, just like any other travel program, any other club team. They're moving around the state. They're practicing a lot. They're moving as a group. It really does. It's no different than any other AAU team or any travel team that a typical athlete would participate in. It's the same time commitment. It's the same effort level. Everything that goes into involved in that transfers to our athletes as well.
Talking with Jeff Baldino, Senior Director of Competition for Special Olympics New Jersey, the very busy Special Olympics New Jersey over this weekend and the middle of June, as we have the Special Olympics New Jersey Summer Games 2014 going through the rest of today at the College of New Jersey in Ewing, teamnj.sonj.org, and learn more about that. And as I say in those infomercials, but wait, there's more, because June 14th through the 21st, the Special Olympics 2014 USA Games will be coming to New Jersey at a variety of locations. Let me just bring the website up here real fast. The Prudential Center, Rider University, Princeton University, College of New Jersey, Skelman Park, and many others. You can see more about that whole situation at 2014 numbers 2014 specialolympics.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. As far as the awareness, I mean, I always think Special Olympics is the familiarity of the name versus the knowledge of the people in the organization. There's too wide of a gap, and how important is it to make these events close that gap between the knowledge of and the understanding of the Special Olympic athlete?
That's a great question. We have a saying that we need to get out of the forest, and an awareness event such as the USA Games is going to help us do that. There's so many great stories. There's so much great action that our program, that Special Olympics as a whole, has to offer. It's the best-kept secret. And we have athletes that will be able to be on a national stage, but also it's going to be a chance for anybody in New Jersey to come see the week-long event. And obviously, I'm partial to the Team New Jersey group having my involvement with that, with our delegation. But it's going to be a chance where we can get in front of a lot of different people and a lot of new sponsors from a USA Games side that haven't been involved in Special Olympics before are coming to the table. The USA Games have 8 founding partners at $1 million, and some big names as well that you can read about on their website. But our whole thing and using these games as an opportunity to open people's eyes and see what Special Olympics is and what Special Olympics can offer to the community as a whole. Even if you don't have a relative or a son or a daughter that has an intellectual disability, it touches all levels. The games, the theme of the games, the USA Games, is of unity and inclusion, and that speaks to everybody. That speaks to high school kids. It speaks to those that are not involved in the program. So the idea of unified sports, where athletes with intellectual disabilities and without intellectual disabilities are playing together on the field, and that's going to be a big theme throughout that week of June 14th.
And I have to prepare the adults who will be going to either the games today or when the 2014 Special Olympics games come about, June 14th through the 21st. You always think of the adult being there to guide and inspire and teach the younger person, but too often, and I'll even say almost every single time, it's these athletes and the kids on the field that wind up inspiring and teaching the adults in the stands and giving them the life lessons.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it'll open eyes in the fact that if you haven't seen the athletes compete before, it is. We have athletes that range in high level, high functioning, low functioning, across all levels. But it really is. You come in if you haven't been to a Special Olympics event and you're not familiar with the population. You come in with an idea of what you think, and a lot of things that we do, that part of our challenge is trying to break down any misconception about our athletes or about what we do. A lot of times we run into the scenario people think that we're once a year. We run 205 competitive events a year in New Jersey. We have 24,000 athletes. We're not just a track and field event, which is a lot of it is a large sport in the 24 that we offer, but a lot of the misconception is that we do one thing, but we offer a lot of programs. We offer family programs. We offer the unified programs. We offer traditional sports, and we have athletes competing in that. We just started the sport of baseball. So we do a lot of different things in New Jersey that we try and elevate the athletic ability of our athletes, but also at the same time, there's many opportunities and many different entry points for those in the community that can get involved with us as a coach, as a volunteer, as well as having them compete in the unified concept. So it can touch a lot of different points, Chris, in what we have. We have a full menu that goes throughout the year, all the way through, very heavy in the September to June school calendar, but we also have summer programs running a camp at our complex in Lawrenceville. We definitely have a lot of different things. And our website, www.s1j.org, will link you to the Team New Jersey website, but it'll be able to guide you. And I know that we're going to get a lot of hits after we come back from the games. There's a button on there to join now that we're certainly looking forward to getting back to everybody and responding to those emails of people who want to get involved.
Oh, I'm sure, and that number will grow because as the Special Olympics New Jersey Summer Games 2014 continue and conclude later on today at the College of New Jersey, that will be followed by the Special Olympics 2014 USA Games at a variety of locations throughout the state, June 14th through the 21st. Learn more about Special Olympics New Jersey at sonj.org. And they do have some limited volunteer space and needs available for the Special Olympics 2014 USA Games. And you can find out more about that at 2014specialolympics.org. And if you have never, this is something you have to experience. I'm talking about any of the Special Olympic events, no matter where you are here in New Jersey or if you're listening on the stream anywhere across the country, because it will make you realign your sense of values and priorities and make you realize where you place limitations is, in fact, limiting you, not the place you're placing those limitations. We've been joined this morning by the Senior Director of Competition for Special Olympics New Jersey, Jeff Baldino. Jeff, hopefully you'll get to catch your breath between Stage 1 and Stage 2, and thanks for doing the show this morning.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, Chris. Thanks for the time.